My God, it's been a while.
It's been so long.
Wait, how long? When was our last episode?
Early last year.
Was it last year?
Come on now. It was last year though, but it wasn't early last year.
I think it was 2021. I don't recall actually having an episode of 2022. No, I mean, not that I'm lying. I just don't recall.
You just don't recall. Let me just check. So what had happened is we recorded October 13.
Okay.
That's when we released, but we had a very long break. So then in September, we said, we're back, baby. Then we only recorded till October and we were not back indeed,
baby.
So we were off most of 2022.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like we were.
But we did record some, just not a lot.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, let's start.
Hi, guys. It's your host, Matilda.
Hadiza.
And Imama.
And you're listening to the Afro Calypso podcast.
Again.
Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. Man, it's been a minute. Like,
it really has.
I high-key even forgot the other theme song.
And it's also so surreal because most of the time we record separately.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So it feels
we're in the
very
same room.
Awkward, like recording in the same room, actually.
Yeah.
I'm used to lying on my bed, having my mic.
Lying on your bed?
This close to
not
me.
No, you can't see yourself like this.
Lying on my bed.
No,
not
I never.
Not like lying, but on my bed, though. Just having a mic like this. Yeah.
That's fair. This is nice. It's nice to have you guys in person.
It's nice to be in person,
yeah,
for
to be
sure.
In person.
Yeah. Recorded. So, hey, guys. Remember us?
Lol.
Did you forget about us? I hope you didn't.
I hope not. That would be very awkward.
That would be awkward.
I'm sure there are people who are like, finally.
Loki, nobody reached out to us to say.
So I don't, that,
you know, I'm always.
Do not be always.
I'm always
stuff like
that.
I do not be.
But
I don't,
you know,
like
but
it.
There's some don't you guys have podcasts where. You're like, shit. Who's top? Did you reach out to Osagi to say you didn't come back?
Facts.
Oh, well, he dropped, came back, and everybody was like, well, my body.
You guys know I'm joking, right? Because it got so serious so quick. But no. Like, I definitely have a lot of podcasts that I... In fact, I've never written into a podcast.
Oh my God, I've never written into a podcast.
Wait, no, apart from...
did you write to Loose Talk?
Road to 30.
Oh, okay.
But that is because they're really close in age to us, so I just feel... Like, they're our buddies, like
our guys.
Yeah. So, I think
not
apart
from
that.
In like this. Actually, no, they do know us.
They know us.
They
yeah,
know
they
us.
Know
so, we're
us,
not
yes,
actually fans in.
Yeah. But, yeah, welcome back, guys. And welcome to the new listeners. Like, if there's anyone joining us for the first time,
yeah.
Thanks for joining. We are the Afro Calypso podcast. We are a weekly.
Bi-weekly
podcast now where we pretty much just discuss everything African. We are a Nigerian society and culture podcast hosted by me, Matilda,
Imama,
and Hadiza.
And we delve into new topics every week. Well, every other week.
Yeah,
now.
Every other week. I was gonna say every other bi-week.
Every other bi-week on social issues. On social
issues.
I love
issue. When Yoruba jumps out.
No, but Yoruba always jumps out. That's another thing to know about us. But on social issues, history, politics, finances, and just banter, really. We like just gist. Talking about... Yeah, we like gist. And we like just talking about everything that makes us
Nigerian
in the diaspora. Because we all live in Canada and we all grew up in Nigeria.
But it's kind of interesting. I even think that grew up in Nigeria aspect. Did we really? We grew up some part of our lives in Nigeria, but our formative years, funny, I was listening to the old episode. I was talking about formative years.
Uh-huh.
But we kind of got here like 15.
But like, I still feel like
no, I'm still very Nigerian, obviously, and I still grew up in Nigeria, but I feel like 15 to 18 is also very... I mean, 10 to 15 is fundamental, but...
Yeah.
I feel like we should say we grew up in Canada and Nigeria.
Because basically, we're approaching spending almost half of our life in Canada.
That's fair. But I still... It's almost like when I think of here, I think I was grown up already. Because, like, I was so far away from, like, my parents. So, like, I pretty much was figuring out my own ways. So, like, when I think of that, if you're old enough for your parents to be like...
Well, our parents did that since boarding school, though.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, that's fair. But like, we're like boarding 10. School. Yeah, low key.
No, but you know, I think the reason why I actually said that was because more recently I have cousins that like I'm around a lot. And like, I think of their age and I'm like, I mean, obviously they're growing, but one is like almost 15 and I can't imagine
her being on her own.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, yes, obviously we grew up in Nigeria, but I think we also grew up in Canada as well. We just had to
we had a unique
teach
experience.
Ourselves to grow up. Like, we grew up by ourselves as opposed to with, like...
I still feel like 15 years old. I ain't gonna lie.
It's but because you came here at 15, but 15 is pretty young. Like, 15 when you see 15 year old, you're like, 15 is young.
It's young.
It's like young. It's, yeah.
Where did the time fly, though? Like, I actually don't get it.
Man.
I don't think I felt 15, but that's something to talk about later.
Because when I see school.
Yeah, you're right. Because like when I see 15-year-olds now, I would think a 15-year-old is young.
Mm-hmm.
But low-key, like I was in a different state from my parents, like literally
like a lot.
At 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the Nigerian diasporan experience is
quite interesting. Yeah.
Definitely interesting.
If Nigeria was good, we wouldn't be here. But like,
I think about that a lot. And that's generally has like more recently, like especially with the whole election and everything has happened.
That's a thing we miss.
Yeah, we missed talking about that.
We missed
that
was and there was we missed so a lot much of going on.
Happenings.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Don't worry. We'll catch up. Last, the tribunal thingy is going on
I don't
now.
Think anything is going to... I don't think anything's going to come of
you know,
it.
I actually
think,
forgot
I think
about
so.
That.
I actually really think
I
something
forgot
is gonna...
that the tribunal...
Because there, no, once they swear Tinubu in, I don't
No,
think...
but it's going to finish before they swear him in.
Is that what they said?
That, I mean, based on the dates that it gave us, it should.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Us, it should.
Based on the
but
days
I feel,
they gave us.
I think, I mean, I really do believe that something would happen. And I feel like if something doesn't happen, if I'm being honest, I'm probably going to be more scared for the country than anything.
I'm already scared for the country.
I mean, for sure. But I feel like if something doesn't happen, I think, like, the amount of, like, riots that is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this. I don't think this is going to be one of those things that they're just going to let go and be like, oh man, nothing happened again. I think this one is going to quite frankly cause like a shake up, like probably as big or even bigger than NSARS.
But then the thing is, if things happen the opposite way, there would also be some kind of a riot.
I don't think so.
No,
mm-mm. There will be.
I think it would be like a political class riot. Like, it wouldn't be like a thing of the people. Do you grab? Like, I feel like they might try to.
Do
like,
you think Tinubu is going to let it go?
No, I don't think he. Oh my gosh, we're going off topic.
This is not really off topic. We've been gone for a really long time,
for a while,
and that was a
huge
thing that happened.
So
when
I'm
we were
pretty
gone.
Sure he's not going to let it go, but. I just kind of feel like it's like I feel like he's going to want to fight it, especially with like his thugs, like MC Olomo and friends. Like, I think he's definitely going to want to fight it for sure. But I also feel like the people would like rise up against it. Like, so that's why I feel like, yes, there'll be riots if he doesn't win. Like, if like Peter Obi like ends up victorious and blah, 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 blah. But I feel like the people would fight against the riots such that it wouldn't be the worst thing. I feel like the other way around would be like worser, if that makes sense. It would still be bad.
I honestly
but...
don't think there's a good outcome, to be honest. Yeah. Now that you talk about it, but I honestly, I'm not hearing much from the obedience like that as much.
I feel like
I'm hearing from them, but it feels like as the days go by, it's getting quieter.
Because we still be asked people to calm down.
Why are we calming down? Like, because we don't actually.
Like, stop recording, sorry.
Okay. We don't know what's happening. And that's unfortunate, to be honest. I feel like at least keep us updated. Maybe it's me that's not keeping updated, to be honest.
Yeah,
but I
was going to say, like,
okay,
what do you mean? How keep up? Like, who's
like what's going on right now with the case?
It hasn't started yet. They're waiting for it to start.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then I think so.
But how is it going to go? Like, I don't get.
So they pick like the people that they need to, that are going to fight the stoves, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said it was going to go for 3 days.
Oh, okay, so, just 3 days.
Yeah, I believe, based off of the information that I remember, I'm sure there might be things that I'm missing. I have to maybe go check. Because I've been looking at these things, like, casually on Twitter. Like, I'm not, like, deep into it. But I see, because I guess I have, for some random reason, lots of obedience on my TL.
No, it's not some, you have sensible people on your TL.
Yeah, I have sensible people on my TL, yeah.
But, I'm not on social media. I was in contact with Obedience.
They said somehow. Obedience are the new Big Brother Nigeria.
I love it. You know what's so funny? Big Brother Nigeria, Titans actually just happened and barely
and nobody paid any attention.
Because, and also the fact that a South African won, obviously, shout out to my South Africans, people are great.
Yeah.
But they're very xenophobic actually on the show. I'm so sorry. I love you guys, but on the show, there's a lot of xenophobia. But the fact that a South African won also just shows how much Nigerians were not paying attention.
I'm sorry.
Like, not saying that they cannot win on their own, but Nigeria is such a populous nation.
Like voting.
That is like the amount of votes that would have just come from.
We were going through a lot. I feel like we said it on the podcast that I just felt like it was a stupid thing on the part of Big Brother, like Nigeria or Big Brother Titan, or whatever that was. Like, how can you schedule? You know that the elections are happening. Why would you schedule it around the same time?
It didn't make sense.
There were like conspiracies that they felt like they actually wanted people to be distracted. Because it's like, you know the elections are happening. And you scheduled this thing like way ahead of time.
But now they're lost though, because they lost viewership.
They lost viewership. They lost the money because the amount of votes that they did not get.
At the end of the day.
Ridiculous. Like, I'm just like, honestly, the whole thing was... I mean, the show was fun though. Regardless.
Oh, you watched it?
I actually watched it. I mean, I'm not in the Nigeria. I cannot vote. So.
I'm really looking forward to being able to vote somewhere. Like, just somewhere. Because I feel like I'm so deeply passionate about politics, but yet I've never actually been able to contribute to any country's politics. Like, I left Nigeria before I was 18. I came here and I still can't vote. Like,
scrim.
Sometimes I go down TikTok and I see like a lot of stuff happening here, but I'm just like, I can't even like pay too much attention because there's actually nothing I can do. Yeah. Like when they have like referendums, like now Doug Ford is trying to like privatize healthcare, and like if you're a Canadian, but I'm not a Canadian.
She's like, I'm almost just like, give me like, but you're almost there.
I'm almost there, but like, yeah. I feel like at this point, I'm a little bit of nothing. Like,
I feel that actually. Yeah. No, I hear that still.
Yeah.
It's sad. Like I said, the Nigerian diaspora experience is so interesting. It's so unique.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we've been here for over 10 years and we still cannot vote.
And it depends on the Nigerian, there are different Nigerian diaspora.
True, there's the new wave.
This is the international Nigerian.
International student experience.
Yeah. International undergrad students.
Undergrad. There are people who come college and then they get their PR and then go back to university. There are so many different ways.
There's different experiences, but
interesting.
It's so funny because when NSARS was happening, I was like, I'm going to fly back to Nigeria for elections. You know what? I think my parents are the ops. I ain't going to lie to you.
They didn't discourage you? Well, they did, actually.
So I went back to Nigeria in December, right?
Yeah.
The December before, like, no, it 2021. Was
2021.
I went the year before, like 2021 into 2022. And it was kind of around the time that they were like, we're about to close PEVC like registration and everything. Or something.
No,
some,
is that it?
They kept shifting the deadline.
Yeah, because like PEVC closed like 2 weeks.
But like they kept shifting it, right?
True.
But as of that, there was one deadline as of that time. And I was like, oh, when I come back, I need someone to take me. Because, again, my parents don't allow me. They're like, you don't know this country. Like, you can't just go out and say you're going to get your PVC. Like, you need someone to show you the way and blah, 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 and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, yeah, now then someone come with me. My parents were laughing. So they're like, okay, so you get PVC. Will you now come back and vote? I was like, dead ass, I will come back and vote. But they just didn't take me seriously, to be honest. And if I was less agreeable, I feel like I would have found a way to be there. But sometimes when you're under your parents' roof, and like, again, the unique experience, like I haven't lived with them as an adult, so I haven't established an adult relationship with them yet, so I really couldn't, like, I couldn't just be like, bye, I'm going. First of all, I didn't even know where I was going.
Scrim.
Let's start there.
Yeah, I know that makes sense.
Because you still depend on them somehow, some way.
Yeah. And then they packed me to the village, so for like a week out of the 2 weeks I was there.
That was so funny.
It's funny because that's not even what we actually came here to talk about.
Yeah, but you know, I guess this is how we have been here sometimes. Like, we have been gone for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. So I and Imama were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always are talking, actually. I and Imama were talking, and like we were listening to some episode that we recorded with another podcaster.
DSL, I believe. Yeah, it was the Date, Sex, and Love podcast, I believe.
Say more confidently then.
DSL.
Yeah. So we were, we were recording with her, and like we recorded like maybe like months and months really ago.
Oh yeah. And she just
dropped it. And then we listened to it and we're like, oh my gosh, our opinions have changed drastically like since we recorded this podcast. And so we kind of just wanted to talk about how our opinions have changed over time and over the years, and like how what we thought about just generally things has changed. Things that we've talked about on the podcast and maybe things that we haven't really. And I think it's a good way of coming back. It's like more reflective on who we were before and then going forward. And we are still going to change even more, to be honest. Everything we say here really might change in the next couple of months. Before we drop the episode, maybe.
Maybe
somebody else.
On reflections and growth, it's like
it's just part of life.
It's part of life. It is. What?
When we're talking episodes, the biggest episode I regret dropping on Afrocalypso, and I still haven't taken it down because I'm like, because content. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but we're talking about like, can guys ask girls out or something like that?
Can girls ask guys out?
I remember that episode vaguely.
Because I had gone to Houston. I was like my friends and we were drinking.
It was noisy, right?
It was terrible audio quality, first of all. But like we had been drinking and we were young. I feel like I thought I was so grown then. But I was like 1 year out of university. No.
At every point in our lives, we're always going to think we're so grown.
Even now.
No, I was still in university, actually.
You were still in university?
Yeah, I was still in university. So maybe 2018. And I was like, oh, yeah, girls can ask guys. I no longer believe that.
You don't believe like, girls can ask guys out?
I feel like girls can ask guys and like absolutely go about your day. I just won't do it.
I mean, I've been you. I'll never do it. But
no,
like,
I was saying I will.
Oh, you're saying that you
like,
would
I champion it. I will do it. I always
do it. You wouldn't do it? I'm actually shocked.
Yeah, not you're anymore.
Shocked? I'm actually shocked that she wouldn't do it.
Not anymore.
No, I believe that she won't do it now.
Thank you, Hadiza.
Then I believe she would do it then.
Okay, yeah.
And I did do it then. Mm. And I feel now that because of socialization, guys have been taught to be the approachers.
Okay.
And again, this is a generalization, but generalizations usually
I think especially for Nigerian guys as well.
And those are that's my demographic.
Yeah, that's spec.
That's my spec. Let's be honest.
For the listeners that don't know, spec is specifications for a man that you like.
Not the disclaimer. But yeah, like I feel like because of socialization, by the time you are verbally, literally asking the person out, they might just not
be as into you anymore?
Be as in... Not anymore. They might have not even been into you enough. Because they were socialized to be the approachers, if they didn't feel you enough to be the approacher, then they just might not... They might like you, but probably not the way you want them to like you.
You know what? It's funny because I think on reflections, I think more recently, like even with our conversations, I said I was shocked when you said that you wouldn't ask guys out anymore. But I don't think I'm actually as shocked anymore because I'm thinking of even our more recent conversations. And I think like there's been an evolution.
Of what?
Not in a bad way, but I feel like it's like,
so much of that is becoming more...
Well, I don't understand. An evolution of what?
Of your thoughts and your views. But then again,
in relationships
it's like,
or in general?
I think specifically as relates to relationships,
Okay.
And like men and women interactions.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. I'm not judging or anything. There's no bad thing. I don't want it to be like, I'm like, you know.
I like hearing what you have to say.
Because I think I'm looking for the word. I think before, but then again, it's also, I guess, like just with life and growth. But I think before... It was like you were more of like a Twitter feminist.
But I still am.
You know, you still are a feminist for sure.
Girl.
But I think especially as it pertains to relationships and stuff, like this conversation right now about asking guys out, it feels like there's like a more softer realistic approach.
I've become that's soft. The word. No, that's no, 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 what no. she's saying.
Yeah, I think it's a softer, realistic approach. I think that's what it is. Because okay. I think a lot of...
Oh, man, age is making me soft. I don't like that.
No, but I don't know that it's might a bad thing, though. Because I think it's also realistic.
I think it's age, lucky.
I mean, it might be, it's, I think it might be age and experience. I also think there's a general... also experience.
There's been a general experience and there's been a general consciousness shift of women, like, I feel like, in society.
Is,
I think women
is it with
are,
the feminization...
Women are moving towards that feminine...
Being more feminine, yeah. And feminine energy.
Like, that is not my incentive behind it.
That's not for
Let's
me.
Let's be very
that
honest.
Is not my cup of tea.
I think what it is like, before I used to think more in ideals.
Like, that's what I said. It's more realistic. Yeah. That's literally, I think that's what it is. It's a more realistic view of feminism that I think before you were more like idealistic, where it's like, I could ask a guy out or whatever and
but
I don't care.
That sucks that like, because I still believe in the ideal. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks that life makes you have to be more realistic. Because the realistic thing to me is not the best.
Because I think we were having a conversation one time and you were like, oh, that I have a blind spot for like always supporting women even when they are... I mean, I do.
Imola has a blind spot.
There's a branch of feminism that...
Like, women can do no wrong.
There's actually
okay,
term
no, that's
for
not
that.
Me, though.
It's not that women can do no wrong. But then there's a branch of feminism that is like, we need bad women. And we need all of them. Like, bad
and
women.
I
think
them
so. They support the bad. Like, not that they support, but they're like, yes, representation
I think,
is
I actually,
evil.
It's funny because I actually think like that was probably what we're talking about
there's
where
a,
I was saying
a brand
that.
Of feminism
I do think
that.
Let
it
me
is.
Tell you exactly what we're talking about. Imama was supporting, what's her name? The girl from Love Island this year.
I wasn't supporting
What's her
because I didn't like her.
Tanya.
I didn't like her, actually, funny enough. I wasn't supporting her. What I was saying was kind of what Hadiza just said, where it's like, I was like...
We need the bad ones.
We need the bad ones, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think... I don't even like the babe. I don't like the babe. Like, I don't like her. And she's not my cup of tea or anything. Like, I wouldn't recommend anybody to her. And it's like, she's not my cup of tea. But I was just like, I felt like kind of... A lot of times with women, it's like we always have to be good and nice and on our best behavior. And I was like, no, it's good that we do have a representation of the bad woman. Yes, we should not like her. But with men, a lot of times, with like especially on Love Island, we see a lot of terrible men, especially on Love Island.
But my counter thing to that, and the reason I don't believe like in this bad women thing is like I feel like now women are now trying to be like men instead of trying to be our best selves.
Okay.
Like it just feels like, oh, because there's bad men, there has to be bad women. I don't see that logic.
No, that's fair. I hear that and I obviously don't
and
think
that's
that
a
we
result
should
of the patriarchy.
Aspire to. No,
ultimately.
It's true. Yeah. It's kind of like the same way, like it's with racism as well, where they're like, oh, because like, you know, some white people are
you don't actually hate the oppression. You hate that you are the oppressee.
And you're not part of the...
Like, yeah, you want to be an oppressor.
You're the loser.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So that's why a lot of times, not always, but like when women are in leadership positions, sometimes they can be terrible because it's like they have a chip on their shoulder mm-hmm. to be just like the men. But no, we're trying to make the system better. So mm-hmm. like, it's like, why do we have to be like men?
I agree. And I do think... And I actually fully agree with that, though. I'm like, I don't think that we should be bad women. But I just think, like, I think all I was trying to say was that bad women do exist. And it is not the end of the world that they do exist. And I think that they do exist and they should exist. And they should face the consequences of their terrible behavior.
Actions, yeah.
And I feel like that was just, like, what
That's
I was
another
trying to
thing.
Say.
So I think these days... A lot of people are angry. Like, this is just the conversations going on. That women, even if they are bad, they don't get to face the same consequences as men who are bad in the same way, essentially. It depends on what the situation is. But I think there's also been a lot of, from the men's side of things, to say, women are winning twice.
Are getting away with it, kind
like
of.
Like, winning twice. In certain...
Okay, okay, before I talk, and you say that I'm always supporting women.
I think Imama was about to say, you win some, you lose some.
I mean, I was going to say, men have been getting away with it for so many years. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that women should get away with it. Like, that's my thing. It's funny, because I think,
probably
like,
why men are angry. It's like, this will be right
because
now,
they've been getting away with it for so Because
they've been getting away with it for so long, and now women, they're not getting away with, like, literally
anything.
And then women are starting to get away with it, so they're, like, angry. I've been hearing a lot of, like...
Yeah.
Those red pill men, like, apologists, like, what do they call incel? apologists. Insults, yeah. Like, a lot of people are reasoning with them.
Understanding their point of view.
They're trying to understand.
I say that,
like,
sarcastically.
No, but okay. they actually literally, I like, there's a podcast I listened to that they apparently there's another podcast that studies, like, the incels themselves. No, they study them and, like, okay. They give, like, almost like trying to understand their point of view kind of thing. And it's like, when men are lonelier and when people are saying men are lonely, everybody's like, oh, men are lonely and this is why, and this is what society needs to do to, like, help men. But it's like, what are men doing to help themselves, like, though?
Oh my like, gosh, that part.
I really, like, every time I have conversations about this, I'm just like, yes, women are allowed now, and, like, we're talking about issues. There are issues with, like, men, I agree, but why are men not leading those things?
Why? This is definitely going further.
Yo,
further away.
It's okay.
But
I mean, it's all the topic of reflection.
I keep seeing this, I don't know how true this study is. I probably need to go back and verify. But then that men are actually going to, like, universities less and less.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Like,
yeah,
every year, there are less percentage of men going to universities as opposed to compared to women. And I'm always, like, wondering, like, what is the cause? That is so random. Like, that is crazy.
It's probably not random, but.
Well, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. What is the. So I'm thinking to myself, that is random because I don't know the cause. So what is the cause, right?
They should go and find us. Yeah, because, like, for example, like, with women in engineering, like, there's so many initiatives to try to get girls, like, into engineering and STEM. And a lot of times you see, like, women leading it. So it's like, when these kind of things happen with, like, men not going to university and stuff, men need to also rise up and help themselves too, like, actually, like, speak up for yourself and don't, like, make it be like, oh, when men talk now, they are always attacked. Yeah, when women talk too, they attack, but they talk anyways. Like, let's not cry over being attacked. Part. It's gonna happen. Like, just fight for yourself. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. I no longer am listening to incel apologies anymore.
The fact that you ever listened to them in the first place.
No, I really was, because I am intrigued about everything. But the more I listened to them, the more I was like, why is there so much conversation, like, being like, oh, men are
it's so much,
now.
And that's the thing. I feel like it's a lot of, like, pity. Like, oh, my gosh, like...
Nobody pities women.
So I do feel, okay, in the situation where...
Okay, I guess some people pity women.
Hey, is this my stomach that is growling? I hope it doesn't interrupt the recording. I do feel, though, that whenever men decide to rise up... they do need sponsors. So at the end of the day, we need to support.
No, I absolutely support them.
I think it's interesting because I do agree with you, but I remember I was actually having this conversation with, like, somebody a while ago. And I was like, yes, like, you know, I think, like, when they do rise up, we'll support them. But it almost feels like...
Not us talking like we're up. In position of power.
As if women are at the place where we can even support them.
And I feel like that's the thing. It's like women are not
even there yet.
I'm like, women are not even there yet. So sometimes it feels like they want women to, like, help ourselves up. So help women up and also now help men up. It feels like they kind of want us to be doing double duty. Mm-hmm. And it's like, can we finish our own work first? Can you, like, start your work and, like, we would join you? Yeah. And can you also join us in our work? Like, I feel like ultimately at the end of the day, it's going to have to be a joint effort from both sides to help both parties. Like, I think, I don't believe in misandry. I don't believe in just, like, casting men aside.
Mama is giving a disclaimer.
No, because, like, let's not sure be like, I sound like, I do not hate men. Yeah, I love men. Like, I...
Yeah, same.
Please. Carry my tail for us. But I just think that, like, I do think that, like, you know, women are still doing a lot of... I'm very pro-women. Like, I'm very pro-women. Like I said, the conversation with Matuda, like, I will support women most times. Obviously, when they are wrong, I will call out their wrongness. It might take me a little bit longer
to see
it.
In silence, too.
Probably in silence. But it's kind of like that thing where it's like, you call out your person. Like, your person is messing up in public. You be like, come, let me talk to them. I will call them out in front of the people that are trying to tear you down. I'm so sorry. Like, except you actually do really deserve that, then maybe I might. Yeah. But ultimately, I think, like, all I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, I do think that we would all have to help each other. Like, I do not believe in anybody doing anything by themselves, whether it's women, whether it's men. I think we all need to join and, like, help each other. Like, uplift.
And I think we move further and further away from that every day.
I think so
to
too, actually. Which is unfortunate because it almost felt like the rise of, when the feminism movement was rising, I felt like that would have done it, but it almost feels like that got men angry, and then that got women angry, and then it got men angry, and it got women angry. I'm just like, that was not the point, guys. It was meant to like pull us together, but But anyways, what other reflections are we reflecting on?
Yeah, I wanted to use this wheel of life thing that my therapist. Oh, I'm in therapy again.
Hello.
Yeah, but
that's a good thing.
Take care of your mental health.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I guess. but yeah, I was always complaining, and she was like, okay, there's this wheel of life thing that you can like score the different aspects of your life and stuff. And it's used for reflection. So I was like, we can use that too to like reflect on where we are in like the eight, and there's eight things in the wheel. But the first thing is business and career. So have your thoughts about your career path or building a career and etc. Like, has that changed since we started the podcast?
Since we started the podcast?
Yeah.
No, not for me. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's changed a lot for me, actually.
Me too. But Hadiza, you go.
How has it changed? It's changed a lot for me, I think. I think I definitely had a view of, I thought things would be linear for me, but things have been very much up and down, like very unpredictable, uncontrollable. So I think my views of career now is more so, I think it doesn't matter what I do for work. What matters is the things that surround my work. Like, can I clock in at 9 and leave at 5? Not carry work outside of work. Am I being paid well enough to live in the area that I'm living?
Important cue.
Yeah?
I said important cue. Like,
yeah, like, am I, can I live a good quality of life? Like, do I have access to bike paths? Like, is it a walkable city? Is there greenery? Are there?
So you're thinking more of things outside work now instead of like
focusing on work. Because at the end of the
day,
I think I felt like I had a very idealistic view of work, and I felt like the work I would do would change
like
the world, or not even the world, but at least make positive change. Mm-hmm. And I realized that you're like, a lot of times most of us just push people, really. Like, at the end of the day, people have to make profits, and that's just it. People have to make bread in capitalist society. So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. I think about a whole bunch of other stuff outside of work itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about career. Career is dead.
Yeah, I'm screaming. I kind of like relate with what you're saying, because a little bit, because I still care about my career, but I think what has changed is, before, I think my identity was around my career, and like more and more I'm realizing that it's not all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, it doesn't have to define me. Because, like, when I was in school, I was like, when I graduate, bro, because I used to go for these women in engineering, like, seminars and et cetera. And, like, they would talk about their career. And I'm like, bro, when I graduate, when I leave Carleton, I'm going to move to Toronto, and I'm going to be a boss babe. I'm going to climb the career ladder and be a CEO.
Scream in, not the fempreneur.
I did not know. I've never heard of that before.
No, you've never
heard of that. No, I'm not a fem. What did you say?
Fempreneur.
And I've never heard of that.
Like, they have to get with the lingo. Get with the lingo.
Yeah. But I think now I'm also getting to that place as well, where I feel like life is so much more than like your career and like what you do. Mm-hmm. I think I care more about money now.
Yes, money is also, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, and it kind of sucks. Like, I still think there's a part of my life that I'm going to have to let go of. Because right now I say all of this, but I'm still prioritizing my career. Like, I'm still trying to build it, but I never thought I was going to change the world per se, but like, I just thought I would be special.
I mean, you are special.
I am special. I just thought I would have a bigger impact than I am having right now. And I think at some point I'm going to try to deprioritize that, because I want to, another goal that I have in life is to live not such a linear path, like in terms of be born, go to school, when you graduate, work, get married.
You
and
said
like
be born, like you can't control that.
Yeah, it's because it's not something I could have control, but like it's just like part of like this linear path and then die. But I want to do something different, and that part maybe like my past is still like, I'm still holding on to that dream. But I want to do something different. I want to break from the mold because I feel like, unlike you, I think my path has been more linear so far. And it's a good thing. I'm scared to disrupt that. But then I also think that it's necessary to break into other things that I have to do in life. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yours, it really hasn't changed.
Actually, it's funny because I don't think mine has changed. I actually think mine has gotten stronger.
Okay. Like so, wanting to build my career.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, I think I know mine has gotten stronger. Mm-hmm. Even now I'm like signing up for like fellowships and mentorships.
Do you know the difference? Imama has been out of the workforce for a while.
That's true. But even when I was in the workforce, I decided to do my master's. That was related to my career.
To career.
Yeah,
okay,
so
that's
it's like, ultimately, I think like I've always known what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And like I've always, like, you know, kind of like followed the path of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. When I did finish school, I didn't do exactly what I wanted to do, but it was still in that field of like field. Helping. So my field is healthcare essentially and medical devices. Mm. Well, healthcare, yeah, medical devices. And like what I did after school was still related to healthcare, not quite medical devices. But because even though I worked for like 3 years and good money was a linear path as well, I still wanted to do more. What I want more. So I went to do my master's and now I'm done my master's. Thank God.
Oh my God. It's true. That's something that's changed because like that's something all that's throughout changed. Like our recording and like how things masters. Were changing. Yeah. You were always talking about
school.
You
almost
finished. Oh my God.
Thank God. But yeah, so now I'm done my master's and like I still want to do more in my field. Like I still want to be and do more. And like, you know, even the work that I'm like doing now, like I'm about to start doing, is not exactly quite in what I really, really want to do, but it still touches that field. I think ultimately, even when I was applying for jobs, and the reason why it probably took me longer was because I was applying in like certain fields I didn't want to, like I knew actually what I wanted into. And I just kind of, I think like I said, for me it's stronger because even now I'm like thinking of ways to improve myself, to improve my career. So like I said, I'm doing like mentorship stuff. I am like signing up for like fellowships and just like thinking
fellowships,
of ways.
What are those?
Well, I mean, not like boot camps, like the thing I
sent
you.
Stuff like that. Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
Like just like thinking of ways to like improve my career. And I don't think like I'm like my career. Like I don't see my identity in my career. I see my identity in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yeah, no, I don't see my identity in my career. But I do think for me with my career, I want to help people using healthcare. Mm-hmm. And that's a thing that I really want to do. And I think like ultimately with that, it's like I think like my career is something that should glorify God. Sorry, I know I'm being very churchy.
Preach,
but,
sister.
I mean,
preach.
I don't apologize, but anyways, I think my career is something that should glorify God, and ultimately, I want to do something that I think like helps people through healthcare. And I'm just trying my best to just keep pushing in that field. And I feel like in a way, I want to also be a leader in that field as well. So I'm trying to do.
Do you get you?
But you know, it's funny because I don't even really see myself as a.
Not a CEO, but just being a leader.
Yeah, just being a leader in the field. Like, you know, I see myself potentially giving like talks about what I do. I think it's because like I've seen what the end looks like.
How have you seen what the end looks like? Like you know people?
No, I made a picture in my head of what I made a picture in my head of what the end looks like, and I'm trying to like work towards that. But I'm also allowing room for like, you know what, it might take longer if like, you know, this doesn't happen, blah, 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 which is why in what I'm currently doing, like for work, it's not exactly what I wanted to do, but I'm like, I will do that for now. That's okay. Because it's still related to it. But ultimately, I kind of know where I want to go. So, yeah, I guess my career thing has gotten slightly stronger. It hasn't quite changed. I think I'm definitely a lot more disciplined. And I think I've learned a lot more perseverance as well throughout the years. And I think like that is also helping improve my career drive. But I've also known what I wanted to do since I was like,
I think
10.
That's what it is. The more you talk, the more I realize like the reason I don't really see that is because I actually don't think I am where I should be, to be honest. Like, I don't think I'm following like the whole engineering thing and like stuff like that. I truly feel like it wasn't really my
calling.
You said it
was to like journalism or
something like that. As you said, the more I thought about like writing or like, you know, traveling and writing about like what I am, like, expressing myself more creatively actually makes me happier. But it's just like I never went that path. I never grew that part of myself.
A podcast, look at that.
No, I know. And that's why when I do this, I feel joy. Mm. Do you get what I mean? So, like, I know that I'm not in the right path, to be very honest. But because I've never actually poured into the path that I think I am right now, it's just a concept. So I'm just like, I can't kill myself over something that I'm not super passionate about, but I want to be good at everything I do. So then I do it, but I've realized there's so much more. And like, for example, podcasting and like everything surrounding that is important too. So but there's more, actually. There's more on this wheel, I promise. Finance. I guess that's kind of related, but
Wait, but like, has our view on like finances changed?
How you view money and
how I view money. I still want a lot of money. I'm
screaming. I don't think it has changed.
But I do think one thing that might have changed a little bit for me is, I think this might be more about how I view the world and money. And I'm also trying to like not consume as much Twitter as I do right now, because I think I was talking to a friend about how we all believe we're not as impressionable as we are, but like a lot of our views are really impressions from what we consume, which is a whole different topic. But I was saying, like, I think for me with money, I want to make a lot of money and like I want to do really well in life, but I also think that I also just do not like the way money controls the world. Like, for instance, like, but I don't know if that's a thing that has changed. I think before, so the reason why I would say it has changed is because before, I don't think I used to think about it as deeply. But more recently, I think about it more deeply.
How
and maybe that's because, so for instance, the housing system in somewhere like Toronto, it aggravates me so much. In Canada, it aggravates me because the thing is that when things go up, they can only keep going up. Yes, it might be a crash, but it will continue going up. It might just be stopped for a while, but it will continue going up. And I'm just like, it doesn't make sense that we have to earn six figures plus to afford a house. We shouldn't, people should not live like that.
Like, housing should be to have a roof over your head, not as an investment.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't mind having a house or two, but I think like when I start hearing people have 20 houses, 15, I'm like, why? Like, I get investments are great and I get that they're great. I've said that twice, but I don't know. Something about it just feels very predatory to me. And I think a lot of the ways I've started thinking about the financial system in the world just feels very, very predatory. And specifically, and maybe it's because I'm trying to buy a house and I realize that's...
It's just the older, like, you pay bills, you see like how the world just works and you realize that it's just running on greed.
Yeah, it's greed. It's greed. That's literally what it is. Because I'm like, there is money in this world. There's a lot of money to be made and to be had. But it just feels like people that have so much just do not even want people that don't even have enough to have.
Yeah.
And it just is very,
which
very
is, I maintain that billionaires
hurtful.
Are not ethical. But
yeah, oh, I don't know about that one. I haven't thought about that one.
If you have that much money, you shouldn't.
I don't know about that one.
Because, like, I don't know what that stat is, but it's like something like the richest 20% are like, the wealth of like 20% or 10%
can feed the entire world.
Yeah, is they're richer than like the other half or something like that. I don't know the exact.
And typically, when you see a place where there is like extremely rich people, usually there's really poor people like in the same like place. Usually, the poverty is very bad.
But
very
it's like bad. It's hard to like. I guess maybe because we're like somewhere in the middle. But when you are in Nigeria, for example, even though it's not like you are like excessively rich. Either
this is such
but
a
because
vast
there's so much
difference.
Yeah, because there's so much poverty, those people are looking at you like you are also
eat
greedy the like they also want to eat you, bro, like do you get? So it's all, I guess it's relative, but when it comes to billions of dollars, no, I don't think that one is relative anymore. It's not relative.
Is that everybody can see? Even the millionaires can see that, bro.
I honestly do think that the millionaires can say that,
of course,
because
the millionaires can say that because you know how many millions it takes
fits
to get
into
to
a billion. That's
it's
what
a
I'm
lot.
Saying. That's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
But I don't know. I mean, honestly, I haven't really thought about the ethics.
Maybe in like 5 years we'll talk about it again.
Maybe.
And we'll
but,
see. We'll see.
Yeah,
okay.
But I do think that's the way my financial.
You're right.
Has heavy people's financial thingies.
Yeah, know? We just discussed this.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I just did, but
yeah, no, I'm in agreement. I just want money.
So I just want money. Fair.
Health.
Like, has our view on health changed?
I won't lie, I didn't used to think of health that much. But the older I get, the more... I think, I keep saying this, TikTok is radicalizing me on, like, it's like you like one or two things, and it's like, you like that?
We're going to bring more.
Okay, we're going to bring more. So, like, I've been, like, I have a lot of health content on my FYP. And
come on,
be honest,
with the Gen Z lingo.
I'm Gen Z, come on, man, come on. But, yeah, like, I think about it so much. Like, it consumes me so much right now. And I think, especially after the pandemic, I've started gaining... Like, the pandemic happened, and then I gained so much weight so fast. Like, first of all, I was having, like, I would look at myself in the mirror, and, like, it doesn't feel like me.
Body dysmorphia?
I want to say that, but I don't want to diagnose myself with something that I probably might not have. But I would look at myself and just not kind of, like, recognize myself. And I was at a fitness level that the Doug Ford kept closing the gyms. Like, I couldn't go. Like,
sure, let's blame Mr. Doug.
It was him. Like, because it's like in Canada,
no,
if it
I'm
was
joking.
Anywhere else,
it
honestly.
Was him.
Yeah, it really was. If it was anywhere else, if the weather is good, you can still go out for a run. But like, Canada is cold most of the year. So, like, I couldn't go on runs the same way like I would. I gained a lot of weight, but now I still have the weight on me, and I've gone back to like being fitter. And I think I'm actually happy where I am. Like, I am happy with my fitness level. Like, I still want, don't get me wrong, my belly fat is still disturbing me. But, like, I can move. Like, I feel much better. So, like, now I'm very, very conscious of not getting back to that place, because I've seen what unhealthy looks like. And my food habits could be better, to be honest. But I think about it so much, like, now. But, yeah, how about you guys?
I mean, it's something definitely, I definitely had to prioritize during the pandemic, because during the pandemic, I realized that if I'm not careful with my health, it affects my mental health. Like, I have a breakdown, like I could have, it could be very bad for me, which is why me and Kamich were like,
guys. Okay, that's how you know.
I know them very personally, actually. So I realized the link between food and exercise and your mental health, like, strongly. And I realized that during the pandemic. So it's something that I tried to integrate during the pandemic. And to be honest, like, even now, if my mental health is not great, I know where to turn immediately. So my mental health actually kind of acts as an indicator for me to say, you need to check your diets, you need to check your supplements. The other day I went to the clinic because I was like, I need to get the doctor to check my nutrition levels and stuff like that. Like, what am I lacking? So I know what foods to incorporate and stuff like that. And I mean, with something like mental illness, if you are trying to avoid mental illness, like, it could come even if you are in the best of health, but then at least you're not asking it to come to you, you know, you're doing what you can to prevent it. So I think the pandemic, which for most of us, we realized that, you know, things can go any kind of way, you get what I can. So I think that's where my health
thing has been. But you know what's crazy though? I'm starting to have a hard time differentiating what was aging and what was the pandemic. Like, for example, my metabolism has slowed down.
I don't know, but
like, the pandemic was so long, like, it happened during my aging process too. So it's like, I don't know what to, like, I was stationary, truly I was. I was much more stationary than I would be on a normal day. But it's like, what was the pandemic and where in the pandemic did my metabolism actually, like, slow down proper? I really can't pinpoint it. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, I have a friend that she couldn't sleep. Like, she really couldn't. She would have a hard time falling asleep. And she thought it was something happening in her life or her mental health and blah, blah, blah. And she went to get checked, and she's lacking vitamin B12, like, severely lacking it. So, like, there really is a very strong link with your
food
mental health. And, Mama.
Mine hasn't changed, though. Yeah, no, I don't think my opinions, like, my views
on health
has changed. I've always been, like, I would say I've always been, like, a health-conscious person. Like, I mean, I've never really been, like, a food conscious person like that. But I also don't eat junk as much. Like, we talked about, like, my ordering out and all of those
life,
things.
Gotta enjoy life. Like, regardless.
I mean, yeah, like, I have to enjoy my life. So, like, I love food and I eat a lot of food. I don't actually, no, but that's the thing. I actually don't eat a lot of food. Like, I don't eat, like, my portions are not big or anything, but I eat food because I like it. And I think, and I still eat food because I like it. And I don't eat, like, lots of junk. Mm. But then again, I've also never really eaten a lot of junk. I don't drink pop. I've never really drank a lot of pop. So I think, like, when it comes to, like, my health and, like, food and all of that, not much has changed. I still want to be, I still want to look like Serena. Like, that's still my goal, and I haven't been able to do as much because school, quite frankly, just
blame it on dog food. It's okay. We can
this was actually school.
No, but you call your professor's name.
But yeah, no, school was very busy, and I didn't get to do as much fitness and like exercise and stuff that I wanted to do. And also, like, I really do want to see like a dietitian. I haven't really gotten a chance to, even though I'm pretty sure somebody told me to do it, I won't do it.
Yeah, that's, but, you know, that's why I haven't gone to see a dietitian.
I would not do it. I don't, like, plan to change
if I had
food.
A dietitian and a cook. Okay, let's exactly move. But like, yeah. You can tell me, but am I going to do it?
I want to know. I do want to know for the sake of knowing, because maybe
what are they going to tell you exactly?
I have no idea. Okay, but yeah. Like, I wonder if they might tell me like, oh, my body stores fat more because I eat something
XYZ.
And if it's something that I don't mind cutting, then sure. But it's like, if I'm being honest, like I said, I enjoy food. I plan to continue enjoying food. I don't. I think I'm going to work. I actually like working out, and I love working out.
I remember
out.
Imama was saying that she's determined to outwork out
a bad diet. Still am determined to outwork out a bad diet. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. I'm just going to I plan to just continue working out.
But the thing is, you can't.
Yeah, you can. You just have to be severe. Yeah. But you know what?
The amount, you know what? I do think it takes a while to outwork a bad diet.
But and I also do think I'm just going to end up looking like a muscular fat person. Why? Because no. I mean, I don't think it's mean. Because like,
no, I said, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Oh, like, for instance, like, I'm currently already muscular.
No, I don't.
We go over this every time.
Okay, maybe
time.
I feel like we go over this every time.
I'm already actually, very...
I press
your mama
a lot.
Exactly. And she literally presses my body a lot. But it's like, I'm already muscular. And I think like, if I just keep gaining more muscle, it's just going to keep adding on top of the muscle that's there. So I'm just going to end up looking muscular.
Plus size Serena Williams.
Plus size Serena Williams, yeah. So I do think in a way I might need to change my diet, but I don't plan to like do anything too drastic. I think I'm going to change what I can.
It has to be sustainable.
And if it's stressing me out too much, I'll revert and we'll figure something out. So yeah, my health view hasn't changed, long story short.
Yeah, but I guess, okay, you're right. Like, your health thing hasn't changed that much, I guess. Yeah.
I just want to be fit and happy.
And eat everything.
Well, not everything. But
that you want to
eat. Everything that I want to, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Family and friends.
Why are we all so silent?
It's a little thing to think about. I think it's changed for me. But
yeah? How? Yeah.
I'm still the same way, but I just think about it a little differently. I think then, like when we first started the podcast, I was still in university and... I was surrounded by like a lot of people. It was easier to have people around me. But now I feel like because everyone is just like at a different place in their lives and everything, like it's just so much harder. And we talked about this actually in the friendship.
We did.
Yeah, we talked about it extensively actually in the friendship episode. I'm still there. I feel like I want to find, I'm still on the search to find my life people. Mm. Like people that, like, I can do life with. Because it's, like, I've seen people have soul sisters almost, like, literally doing life. I don't currently feel like I have anyone I'm doing life with like that. And I want to, like, you know. Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, and I, like, tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. Oh. I mean, it was just really, like, it just felt very heartfelt and genuine.
But that's friends. I think family... I think my relationship with my family has gotten so much better since I started the podcast. Because, yeah, I had been away from them for so long. And then now we have, like, more hangout time and stuff like that. It's getting better.
Nice.
How about you guys?
I don't know that. I don't think...
It's changed.
I don't think it's changed much. I think I've always had very solid friendships and people that I called mine. Mm-hmm. Like, for as long as I can remember. Very thankful to God for that. And I think I still do. And I think, if anything, maybe the one way it has changed is I can now visit them more. So it's like,
because
I'm not in Saskatoon anymore. And also, because I guess, like, you know, like, just, like, I guess throughout the podcast, I didn't have money. I had money. I could visit them. And then I didn't have money anymore. And I couldn't visit anybody.
Yeah. It was more like you had money than you didn't
have money. Then I didn't have money, yeah. And I couldn't visit. And now I have money. And so I think, like, I don't think my view on, like, friendships have changed. I think, if anything, maybe, like, one thing, but I don't think it's anything that I thought about before. Mm-hmm. What I think about now is I really want to have my family around my friends. Like, I want to, when I have children.
Okay.
So, like, I want to live closer to my friends. Mm. I don't want to be, like, maybe Saskatoon was one that did it for me, because it's, like, I love Saskatoon and it was a great time, but I think, like, I want to be close to my friends. I want to be close to my chosen family, and I want to be close to my family as well. Like, that's here, and I want my family here. Like, I more recently I've just been like, I really want my parents to move. I want my brother here. I want my people close to me. I think, like, I've been craving, like, I have a lot of, like I said, great genuine relationships, but I think before I didn't crave as much physical closeness as I do right now. And it's funny, because in the episode two, that the on friendships episode, we actually talked about, like, you know, I think I had mentioned that life, friendships were not made to be long distance forever. I do think that we need real time in person friends. And I think, like, I thought that then, but I feel like now it feels more like a, like my body's craving, like, my people close to me. And I'm finding that I'm even more, like, touchy. I'm more, like, huggy with my friends than I was before. Like, today during the photo shoot, I was, like, huggy, which is kind of... But, yeah, it's, like, I've always been huggy, but
maybe
I think
even
I'm more
so.
I'm like, more now. Like, I think I really want my people close to me, and I want to be able to see them when I want to see them. I don't want to plan and hop on a flight, and I don't mind driving.
I feel like
down.
That's all my friendships now. They're like all my very close friendships. I feel left alone. You people have left out of
screaming. Move to Toronto.
No.
Move to the GTA.
That's all good. No, you're not gonna.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. Because I actually thought, like, you, but you, there's a part of your life where you liked the GTA.
Thank you for saying.
I feel like growth reflection.
Maybe not just me, but people have spoiled it for you. I feel like if I came and I was like, "Wow, things are rosy, like things are amazing."
Yeah,
you
but
might still have
it was
the...
not just you. Like, everyone that lives here talks about how, like, it's. I like the proximity I have to Toronto, like the GTA. Like, I can come when I like.
When
I mean,
you
we're
want
right
to.
Here, right? And it's like the middle of the week right now. But when I want to leave, I can. So I love that too. I can even do Montreal. Toronto is a lot. But in terms of, like, you know how I said, like, I really want creativity. I feel like when I'm here, I feel that energy.
I actually think so,
literally,
because even literally walking into this place,
I literally was like,
in my head I was like, okay, this might be the reason why I like Toronto. Like, that's literally
came
to my mind when I walked into here. I was like, yeah, I think I might like this place because of, like,
there's just things
like this.
There's like there's creative outlets. And much more. Ottawa is for government workers, let's be honest.
Scream.
So, like, and it's fine for, like, everyday living, but if ever I was serious about pursuing, like, more creative things, like, I feel like in Canada, Toronto would probably be my first step. But yeah.
Whatever you
had to say.
Honestly, in the family and friend side, I feel like things have stayed the same because things have always changed, essentially. So I'm used to having changes in, like, family or friends and things like that. So that hasn't really changed.
Okay.
We kind of already talked of it on this, like, at the beginning of the episode, but romance.
Did we talk on that?
Well, I guess we just briefly talked about, like, the men-women thing, but because we went into it. But, like, I guess we didn't really talk about how our idea on romance has changed.
I don't think my ideas of romance have drastically changed. I think I've learned, I think that's what it is. I think I've definitely, like, learned a lot about even just how I am in love, how I am in relationships. And I think, like, and I think, so because of, like, that learning, I do think that there were things that, I guess, before that I thought I wouldn't do, that I did. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to care for whatever. But I guess, like, it's like there were things that, like, you know, it's like that whole, oh, it couldn't be me, or yeah, stuff like that. And I think you learn that it could be you. And I think, like, also just... So maybe... I was going to say, like, you know, I've learned to give myself more grace in relationships, but I also feel like I was always a person that gave myself grace in things. So yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But I definitely do think I've learned. I think, I don't know if I don't think it has changed, because before, I would say that I still believe what I believe now. Mm. It's just, I've just, like, learned. Mm. And it's like, maybe, yeah, I've just learned. That's all. I've learned, but I still believe what I believe, like, then. I don't think anything has drastically changed.
Like, your view of relationships is still the same. Like,
yeah, I think my view of relationships is still the same. I think, like, if anything, you know, just like lessons that I've learned along the way. But the lessons I've learned along the way, if anything, reinforce the views that I had before. But it's just like, you know, when you get into something, sometimes your brain cells might not fully be activated in every moment. But it's like, it doesn't change the fact that I still had those views before. Mm, so okay. I don't think anything has changed. I think my views are still the same. If anything, I just maybe would check myself more. I don't know. But that's kind of weird. But that was a weird one. But what if you guys?
I don't believe in relationships. So that's my view of relationships.
Wait, but that has changed though.
That has changed.
Wow, you don't believe in relationships. No. Please tell me more about this.
I believe in marriage or being single. Like, relationships.
Choose
are,
one.
Like,
wow.
Like, don't, like, what? Are we 19?
Wow, this is interesting. Like, I feel like we need to have a whole episode on this now. Yeah,
I feel like, I mean, I do believe in courting. Like, I believe in intentionally dating someone because you want that lifetime partnership with somebody.
Okay.
So because you want to build a lifetime with somebody, there are already things you already know. Okay, these are things I'm going to have to sacrifice within myself. So having that mindset going into any, because the person you're talking to might not be the person you do life with, mm-hmm. but you have that
the
in
intention.
Your mind.
The intention. It's really the change of intention.
Because you people need to make that decision before they even begin, like, dating mm-hmm. or something like that. So personally, like, don't waste my time. Like,
I'm screaming. What changed that? Do you want to
I think
share?
Because I actually enjoy being single. Mm. But then if I'm to be in a relationship, I want, like, just let it be done. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that I don't like the change that comes with relationship uncertainties, essentially. Mm. And not that marriage can't be uncertain, right? But then at least there's a goal you're working towards. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, at least the goal fell through, but we were in the same mindset. We had the same values. We knew we were aligned. And
the
if we didn't,
goals, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But then not that you're in a relationship and you're like, what's going on? And I honestly, this is just me genuinely enjoying being single and being like, I can stay like this for a very long time. But if you want to come in my life and change things, like, you don't
shake
disturb me.
Up.
Like,
yeah, don't shake me. Things up without a goal.
Don't disturb me.
Don't provoke me to anger.
So that's just
unless
my...
you will be in danger.
Yes, danger.
What are you about to
I'm so sorry, but I just want to take a moment to actually say how much I love you guys. I know this is very aww. Weird, but I just realized, like, talking that... We started this, like, what, 2018 or so? And, like, as you guys were talking about it, like, I was just, like, we've been through so many stages of life.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just seeing us kind of, like, reflect on it, I'm just, like, oh, my gosh, we're actually becoming women. And, like, I really enjoy, like, reflecting this, like, reflecting through this together, because, like, as you were talking, I know we don't super share on this podcast and everything, but I know all the reasons that have led to, like, our change of opinion and how things have changed over the years. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, we've actually, like, we've experienced. I don't know, it's cool.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Because when I used to listen to, like, when I started the podcast, I started it because I was listening to so many podcasts and they had, like, so much life experience. And I was like, how do you get this life experience? Like, bro, but I just see, like, life just happens and, like, you just go through things. Sorry. It's random because I guess we're not going into, like, the specifics of things too much because we're not that kind of podcast. But I'm proud of you guys. That's all.
Oh, I'm proud of you too, girl. You know, funny, when Hadiza was talking,
yeah,
it felt like I felt like how I could see her womanhood coming out of her face.
Yes. That's what it is.
Like, it's like, it almost like, it's like you were looking just more mature.
Yeah.
And that was so interesting.
I looked like a child before, but.
No.
I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, it was, I don't know. It was just so interesting. I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt like as you were talking, I could just see like, it just, you were just feeling more and more mature, and it was just like showing in your face.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like your womanhood was just like coming out. Like, I was like, in my head, I'm like, this is not a girl anymore.
I'm aging.
Like, it was just not.
We're kind of.
Not that.
You guys should need to be aging.
No, it's because, like, I know where we were when we started the podcast. Yeah. And I think just.
We're becoming women.
We're becoming women. I think it's crazy.
I don't say girl anymore, actually.
You know, it's funny. So, you know, Mother's Day just passed. Mm-hmm. And at my church, it was like a whole Mother's Day thing. And they gave me a flower for Mother's Day.
They
and
gave I thought that you
was
a very flower.
I was just they like, said, actually, you should be mother.
I'm a child. But okay.
But it's crazy. Like, our age mates are having kids.
They are having kids. But like, so my pastor said that all women should come out so he can pray for them. Gosh. And I didn't come out because, like, in my head, I was just like.
Wait, what? You didn't go? You're not a woman.
That's the thing. Like, in my head, I was just like, I'm just not used to.
Coming out, part of that.
Yeah, because it's not like mothers and women. And I was just like, I am a baby.
Stop, please.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, am I a woman? And then, like, when one of the women came back and she sat beside me, she was like, why didn't you go out? Like, you're a woman. And I was like, I am a woman. But it just felt like, it felt like a realization, like, And then, of course, they gave me the flower to show me indeed
that you are indeed a woman.
I am a woman. And then they gave me like a whole like Mother's Day bag. And they were like, you're not a mother now, but you'll be a mother soon. And I'm like, amen in the future.
I'm actually screaming.
Amen. So thank you in advance.
But yeah, I really appreciate that. Like, I just appreciate hearing like our differences. I don't know. In terms of how romance, I think I see, as with, I guess, everything, I just see things more realistically now and less, like, idealistic. I think, yeah, I see things less idealistically because I used to see romance as, like, romance. But I think the more I grow up, I feel like men and women are so different. And I keep saying this, too, that I feel like I wish that men and women were socialized a little bit more similarly so that it can be,
it won't be as
easier.
Hard.
Yeah, because right now it's a little difficult for context, and I guess, I don't know. I'm in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, I think I want to be a bit more, just a little bit smidge more open on the podcast, because I think that's, I really appreciate that about other podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, the little I can share, I will. Mm-hmm. But I'm in a relationship right now, and like, it's really nice and everything, but it's definitely like not at all what I thought a relationship was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like a long-term relationship. I don't know at what point you can call a relationship a long-term.
Yours is long-term, my dear.
I'm screaming, but I don't know at what point you do, but it's just, it's less ideal than I had imagined it. Like, cause I definitely had, like, I thought that the person was going to think exactly like me. And I didn't realize, like, yo, men are from Mars, women are from whatever.
Pluto.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. And I think I also realized, like, with romance, I'm, a lot of times, like, romantic relationships, friendships do that to you for sure, but I think you don't pay attention to it as much. But relationships are like, it's like a reflection, like, it's literally, I feel like I've learned so much about myself that I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know, I think that's probably one thing for me too. I didn't expect that too. Mm-hmm. But I also, it was like, I was like, mad.
Yeah,
mad. Sure.
I'm like, that's crazy, bro.
You learn so much about yourself in a relationship. Yeah. It's so interesting.
It's really interesting, and I think I'm still learning, but I did not expect romance to be like this. Like, both the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect it. But yeah, we'll see where we are, like, in the future. But it's definitely, I feel like I'm seeing a more realistic view of what relationships are like. And you really can't learn it on Twitter. Like, Twitter has a lot to say about relationships, but I feel like...
You do the one that works for you and yours.
Yeah, and it's not a realistic view.
You and yours. That sounded
weird. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it's changed. 6, personal development.
Well, I mean, of course, it's changed for me at least. Like, I got my master's. Like, that's a huge.
Come on!
That's a huge. I mean, I haven't graduated yet, but like,
you've
I'm done.
You've gotten it, I think, yeah.
So it's like, I'm done my master's. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I think for me, that's like the biggest personal development change. I've moved to a new city, moved to another city. I feel like, yeah, I think for me, like, those are the biggest things that have happened to me. Got a master's, moved cities a couple times. Yeah, traveled more. I traveled less for a while, but then I traveled more again. Even in my broke stages,
I was still find something.
I was still traveling, honestly. But you know, personal development. One thing that did change. Do we talk about? We talked about finances, right?
Yeah, we did.
I've never been broke in my life.
Okay,
and I was broke. I mean, still I'm recovering. But I think, like, maybe I'll tie that finances, personal development. I think, like, that's one thing that I think that shook me. I got to see what that looked like. And I was like,
Loki, I've actually.
I don't think we've ever been. Have you been broke before? Like, broke. Like, that's why I don't have. Like, that's why I'm dipped. Like, she gets. Like, it's not. Not that, like, you know, obviously I'm still surviving, like I'm still doing well. Like let's not be like,
yes, I there's look broke like and I'm there's like broke. Because yeah, you still had a roof over your head, kind of.
Like, I could still pay rent, all those things. But it's like, I think.
I think I know what you mean, though, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, I think that was interesting. So, like, maybe personal development, I've been in the trenches. I see what it looks like to actually be broke. And that was an interesting sight to behold.
Interesting. And I've never really experienced that.
I refuse to ever. I will never be broke in my life.
University broke is a little bit different.
Because everybody is broke.
But I think coming out of university and, like, it's going to be very difficult, yeah. Especially because your friends are getting married.
Everybody was
your
doing
friends are
so
traveling.
Well, and I'm just over here like, so can you cover me?
Yeah.
And I think it was so interesting because it's like I came from like significant income. Mm-hmm. So it's like
Imama came from significant wealth. Just say it.
I mean, honestly, I'm still in significant wealth.
Hallelujah, glory.
But yeah, it's like I came from like significant like income, like wealth, and I was just like. The progress was significant. And I was just like, I don't know her. Like, who is that? But so that was that. And that's personal development / financial
development.
I mean, I definitely, like, Canada has humbled me. Like, I can't even, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is actually the period of the quietest development for me. Like, I feel like I'm constantly having to battle one thing or the other. And then this year, things have been, like my dad said this year, like, things are going to be great. And literally, things have been quiet. Aww. And I've been like, damn, that is
and
crazy.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, like it is. Like
stability.
People, like,
I guess.
Yeah.
That's
like
so good.
Somebody will message me and they'll be like, oh, what's up? I'll be like, nothing.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I'm like, good. I'm boring now. Like, that's
I
great.
Love that for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's amazing. Self development. I was listening to this thing where the woman was talking about sometimes it's like we're always trying to like self-develop. And I think that was me. Mm. Like she was saying the reason she's super happy is because she feels like she's not constantly always trying to self-develop. Like she's not always trying to grow. Like sometimes, yeah, she has bad habits that could improve and everything. And when she has to, she will. But there's a certain level of being satisfied almost that like comes. And I feel like I'm the person that's like always trying to self-develop. Always. Mm. Once everything is stable, as Hadiza says, I'm like, this is not comfortable. This is not comfortable. There's something wrong. Like, I'm not living to my biggest potential. Mm. And I think that's always a thing for me. I think now I'm trying to, in fact, I wouldn't even lie to you. It hasn't changed. I'm still on that.
But your mindset on that has changed.
How so?
I mean, your mindset has changed. It hasn't, like, actualized itself yet.
I think what it is it hasn't actually changed. I just think about it more.
Oh,
like, okay. I think about, like, I'm able to now tell myself, you deserve rest. Like, now I'm resting more because I'm thinking about it more.
Well, before, did you used to tell yourself you deserved rest?
No, I didn't actually used to tell myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's changed.
Okay, I guess it has changed. But what I mean is, like I'm actively trying to fight it. Like it's not like it hasn't gone. Like it's not like, sorry, it's not like that mentality is not me anymore. Mm. Like when I'm resting, I actually feel like I'm wasting my time, that kind of thing. So I still think in terms of that, but yeah, I think it comes from a place of lack. Like I think that if I'm not self-developing, I'm going to lose out on something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm trying to work on that. And yeah, to be honest, I'm just like, some people are doing much less and they're doing good. Yeah. So like I should just relax, bro. Like, because it's not even that as if I have a Nobel Prize. Like
I'm screaming.
Nobel Prize. I said Nobel.
That reminds me of that guy from secondary
school. No, I'm
screaming. But, oh, wait. One thing I wanted to ask my personal development actually is I've definitely, like, I think I've increased in my faith, like, a lot. And and I think, like, for me, that's, like, one thing that I would say has actually, like significantly increased or like, yeah, I think like before, I mean, I've always been a Christian in my life. I would say like I've always been like, you know, good in my faith. I think at least, I don't know, but I think like now it kind of feels more like I don't want to live for myself anymore. Like I genuinely want to live for God. And I think like that's probably like a part of my life that
has seen a lot of development,
and it's been kind of interesting to watch, because it's like just like a full surrender. It just feels like, because I'm a planner. I mean, I love rest. We all know that, but I also like, I love making plans and making a plan for my life and all those things. And I still do, but I think just like fully surrendering that and being like, you know what, I have this plan, and God, I put it in your hands, and if it doesn't go exactly the way I want it to go, last, I know that I'm in your hands, which is better. So I think that's an interesting personal development as well for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I do see. I think I've seen your faith grow.
Oh my gosh.
And it's good. It's inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
I'm trying to do better.
You're my pastor. My personal pastor.
Oh my gosh.
For example.
Scream.
But 7 is fun and recreation.
Oh, that hasn't changed for me, for sure.
Fun and recreation changed.
I still plan to live the funnest life.
I think my finances are affecting my fun and recreation. Because last year I thought I could have all the fun and recreation, and my bank account said, actually, if you don't sit your ass down.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. So
actually, I can see that actually.
I'm learning to pick and choose my fun. Imama you guys went to Mexico this year, and old Matilda would have been like,
I'll go.
FOMO, I will be there. I did not have FOMO.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I know. Thank you. Because I actually used to get FOMO so bad. But if I don't have the money, I just don't have the money.
No, that's fair.
And I already have like my trips planned. So it's like the money has to come from somewhere. And it's unfortunately right now is limited. So yeah. How about you guys?
I mean, my fun is like, bit back to what Matilda said, my fun is directly proportional to how much I have.
That sucks though. I feel like they're like, as we said, greed has affected, like corporate greed has affected the amount of free things that used to bring fun.
But not only that, I think there's a social perception now as to what is fun and what isn't fun. Like I think if somebody's like, it also depends on like, so how do I explain it? Like, I feel like if everybody around you is, like, let's say at a certain income level, right? Everybody around you can afford to travel. But you have a lot of people around you who can't afford to travel. So what will happen is everybody's like, let's go outside and play soccer or something. Like, do you get what I'm saying? But then if you're like, okay, I'm at a different income level now, let's go for a weekend trip somewhere. Because why not, right? You get what I'm saying? So, like, it kind of depends. And also, when you're at a certain level, you're kind of, like, I'm speaking for myself, basically.
No, I'm hearing you.
When you're at a certain level, too, you're kind of, like, how can I get to this level that I need to be in? And also, you're also worried about paying rent and stuff like that. You don't have time to really think about what's fun to have, essentially. So, like, when you're poor, you cannot have fun. Like, this is just, like, you can, but, like, you need other...
I disagree. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Like, this is my personal opinion. It's hard to have fun.
It's harder. Yeah.
But then it also... And I think it's not really even about the money thing. It's more so you just feel like you are down and you need to come up.
So it's more a mental thing.
Yes,
not
but,
really that there's anything.
Yes, but it's hard anything. For it not to be a mental thing, because if you're like, mm-hmm. I need to pay rent, I need, oh
you're
my
not
God,
I'm of fun and recreation.
You can't yeah. think of fun that's and recreation.
No, that is true. Yeah. That is very true. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was me too. But I mean, I still went on my trip.
But like, yeah, because... you still, okay, you, I don't know where honestly, mama's money comes from, to be honest.
I don't know, but.
But I do think, like, because they were talking about how, like, and it's, I feel like it's been a very, very popular discussion now, how, like, the third spaces are disappearing and everything. And, like, a third place is, like, places outside work.
I do think so.
Wait, it was work and home. Yeah. Outside work and home. People used to have places to go. But now all the third spaces that exist, a lot of them are paid things. Like, yeah. If you go to play basketball, I play in a basketball rec league. It's yeah. a paid thing. It's not yeah. like, oh, I just have friends that I can just gather like, together and go play, yeah. pick up. And so people have that, but I'm just saying it's disappearing though. In fact, like every day I'm scrolling through TikTok, there's always, oh, a friend collective, come and find friends. It's a paid activity to even meet people. Do you get what I mean?
What? That's interesting.
It's like paint and friends or something like it's like finding friends is commercialized now. Do you get what I mean? So it's like everything that used to be free is now becoming like.
But then I also think it depends. Like I feel like if you are in a group of people who everyone around you, like let's say like Toronto, all your friends are minimum wage workers, like mm-hmm. period. Like you're going to find something fun to do that is. I mean, you're a minimum wage worker. You can barely afford rent. You're going to figure out something to do that's free. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you're mm-hmm. going to come in and say, let's play board games. You're going to do games nights. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like it's still, you can still do those things. Like, those spaces, like you said, are disappearing. But then it also still depends on what range you have available to you. You would pick the one that.
But then I guess we're agreeing on the same points. Mm-hmm. Because if all your friends didn't have money, like, quote-unquote money or whatever, you guys will find free things. So mm-hmm. therefore, your money is not tied to your...
But then if you're now in a friend group where it's a mix, you're not going to... It's just more difficult to find that middle ground. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking at... See, no matter where I am, I'm looking for free fun. Like, and because I want my fun to be more frequent and right. practically can't always be paid. Like,
right.
yeah. let's go to, like, it's been a while since, like, in university, we used to just, like, have picnics, literally. Like, right. you bring a sandwich, whatever. And it's been a while since I did that. And you're right, it's because, like, everyone is thinking more of, like, travel and, right. like, let's mm-hmm. go to concerts and blah, 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 blah. So it's definitely changing because of money. Yeah. Okay. We should have more fun, though. Okay, and eight, lastly, contribution to society. How has that changed?
I think mine has changed. I care a lot more about politics, which is interesting because we've literally...
Well, that's
even
true.
Even when we started this podcast, I was like, guy, what's my business? Literally, like, I was like, yeah, like... I definitely think it's age and also the fact that I can see it directly affecting
impact.
Me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like before, I could not see it directly affecting me. And also, it's like I couldn't do anything about it. Now, I still can't really do much about it, but I'm getting to the place where I can do a lot. Like
even then, you could, but...
How could I do anything with politics?
Like, you could lend your voice and that's important. Like, it might not be as big of an impact, but there were people that, they're just people, though, that have been into politics since they were young. Like, they would go for, like, all the marches, do you get what I mean?
I guess.
No,
I mean, you're correct. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I think now I'm just, like, seeing the direct impact a lot more. And and I think, like, you know, even just, like, COVID, NSARS, this Peter Obi saga, like, everything is just... And even just like politics in Canada as
not
well.
Not talking
like,
about election as Peter Obi saga.
No, but I mean, it is like to a degree. And like even yeah. like, you know, the trucks, like the truckers in Canada, like just like there's just been like a lot of things that I don't know. It's just been getting to me a lot more than it used to before. Like before, it's not that I didn't care, but I was just like,
How does this sad affect me?
Mm-hmm. Like, but now it just feels a lot more like I feel like I want to do more. Like, I want to say more. Like, I want to be like, all of you are ridiculous. Why are you doing this? And like, I want to kind of like, I want to vote and make a change with my vote. It's like, even thinking about like the stuff in the US, even though I don't really like US politics like that, but like, I think everybody's the same, but whatever. But even like the stuff in the US with the Roe v. Wade, like things like that, I'm just like, it's, I don't know. I think like, I definitely kind of want to do more with politics and also just with like, I don't know what it's like, educating the masses. I don't know. You know. Not educating the masses, because it's like, honestly, I still, as much as like I think I care more about politics now, I don't think I'm still, I'm a freedom fighter. It's like, I care more, so I want to vote, and I want to like, you know, maybe choose about
your
it
part,
from
really.
Yeah, do my part. Yeah. But it's like, I'm still, I don't know if I'm going to be the person in front of the lines type thing. But I just think like I kind of want to do more in that regard. And I also kind of want to just like, I think I mean, I've always kind of cared about kids. I think like now I kind of want to just do more with helping kids. Mm. Just like helping kids.
Is
like
that
helping
flower
people.
They gave you a Mother's Day?
Please. But yeah, no, I think I want to do more with like helping people now. I think like, I just think that the world is just so hard and life is just so hard and people are suffering and going through so much. And I just kind of feel like I just want to do my part to help. And not that I wasn't a helper before, but wasn't a thing that I really thought about that much or actively wanted to do like that. I was like, the one I can do, I'll do. But now it feels like I actually want to see how I can. So that has changed, and that has, yeah, that has definitely changed. But I think when you also think about the fact that like the housing crisis and the way I see money, it makes sense that that has changed as well, because those things kind of all tie together. But I want to do more. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, that's... And I also want a community that I can do more in. Because I think, like, I don't... Like, you know how some people are like, I've been in this street for, like, 20 years. And
it's
I've
hard done for it, us.
It is.
Like, when I hear that, it's like, for me, and I can only speak for myself, but I think it's a similar experience for you guys. We don't really know where home is.
Yeah.
Like, home has been so many places.
So many places.
It's like you don't really know where exactly is your roots than where you are specifically fighting for. But it's a unique experience.
Oh,
and
the
there's
Nigerian
probably
diaspora.
Yeah, there's probably a unique place you can also contribute to. You can help, like, international students, for
example. Exactly. Like, I actually, like, I
want
to see what I can do to help my interesting community, whatever that looks like. Whether that is a moving community or a stagnant community, just whatever it is. But yeah, I think that's the way that has evolved for me. How did I just nudge it?
No, I'm just thinking. I think for me it's different. I think I've become actually less politic over time. I think when we started the podcast,
you were actually the one that was.
Yeah, I was very much like, oh my God, like we could change things. And I think now I'm just more concerned about, I think for me, my personal life, whatever was going on in my personal was more important to me than whatever was going on outside. Mm-hmm. Like it was more pressing. And I think now I'm kind of still in that place. Like, you know, it's a feeling of, like, I mean, in terms of community, like definitely you support community however you can. But then I'm not as interested in, I'm not very interested in politics at all, actually. Yeah, like I care about the quality of life that people are living because I'm also living the life essentially. but then not like I'm kind
not
of
like
indifferent.
That.
Like I care about the things that affect me directly, I guess, but then not enough to go out and speak about it. It's more for me, I'm like, okay, where can I move to that would be offering me something better? Like, that's just kind of how...
You are the community. You
no,
are indeed
so
the society that needs to be contributed to kind of thing.
Like, where can I go? Like, can I go somewhere else? Like,
there's a different country that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't actually think, like, my wanting to contribute to society has changed that much. I still am very... Like, I very much still care about politics. I very much still care about, like, contributing in whatever way I can. Mm-hmm. I think what has changed is just realizing that I'm not doing as much with the contribution as I thought I would be at this stage in life. And it's just because life gets so busy, and I've seen it get so busy. And I don't, again, have that community that I even connect with that I feel like I can give back to. Like, before I was the person at the Women's March. Like, I was, like, very much interested in doing that. But, like, sometimes now I sit down, like, for example, recently they were protesting in Ottawa and, like, people were talking about, like, going out and supporting the government workers that were striking like that. And I was like, oh, my, I don't do this anymore. Like, and now it's because, like, I'm working so hard on weekdays. On weekends, I just want to pass out. Yeah. Like, I just want to rest. But it's like...
Even government workers just want to rest, no less.
I am screaming.
Like, as in, like, the people who came out to protest, looky.
Not to come for how where you are currently.
What I'm saying is... there's a context.
No, they want to rest, but it's like, it directly affects... And again,
some of them had union, they are in union, they had to step out. Yeah. That's what I meant by... Like, some of them, they had to go out because their union is they like, if you don't go out, you're not going to get paid or you're not going to, like, they had consequences.
Yeah. So I think I'm just at a place where I still want to contribute as much as I used to want to. That hasn't changed. But I know that I contribute less now because of time and
life.
Yeah, but I want to get back to a place where I care, because I have this thing where, like, when I hear, like, when I watch YouTube videos about, like, you know, the history of Nigeria or, like, disenfranchised communities and stuff, like, there's this, like, fire, literally, that comes in
Shut
me.
Shut up in your bones.
So much so that, like, sometimes I cry. Like, it's an emotion that, like, and I feel like when Canada decides to give me citizenship, when they're ready, I actually want to go into politics. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but it's something that I really want to do. I just know I'm at a dip. Like, I'm not doing as much as I want to do, but I'll be back. So 5 years from now, Matilda, please be doing something. Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, that is it now.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Well, that was a long episode, though. Like, we went through a lot. And I think it's a good way to start, and I wanted to say that we should bring back our self-reflection. So, like, before, we used to do this thing, lessons of the week.
That's true.
I think this whole episode has been on lessons that we've learned and stuff like that, so maybe we won't do it here, but in terms of segments, I wanted to bring that back, and it'd be nice. It really is.
I think so too.
Yeah. And another thing is that we said it at the beginning of the episode, but I just wanted to reiterate it, we are bi-weekly now, so that means every month we'll probably get one full episode and then one amiibo interlude, and we're going to drop like every 2 weeks as opposed to like every week. And it's just, again, because there's so much
life is life-ing.
And I think I also got to a point where it was more about like pushing out episodes than like actually enjoying what I was doing. And I used to enjoy it, so I want to enjoy it again. And I guess it's part of change and like where we are and everything, but because we enjoy doing this, we're always going to come back until things change. But thanks for rocking with us. Don't forget to follow us at Africa Lipso Podcast. As Africa Lipso Pod?
I don't know.
I don't even remember our ad anymore.
I think it's at Africa Lipso Pod. I think so.
Give me 1 second. Oh, you are right. Actually, it's at Africa Lipso Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we're on TikTok
Is that our TikTok name?
Yeah, Africa Lipso Pod is our TikTok. Yeah. So find us there, follow us. YouTube, the Africa Lipso Podcast on YouTube. Okay. Maybe there'll be something there, but like I think we might drop a video with this.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jinx, but it's so nice to record in person with you guys. I feel like the energy is very different.
Very different.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll do this more often now that Imama is in our vicinity. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, and we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Thank you guys. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Have an excellent week.
It's so nice to be back.
Yeah. It is. This was nice.